I'm not saying it's the same. I'm not saying it's the same comparison. I'm just simply saying, do we have the money or not? And some people don't think we do. Some people think we do. Ambrosine is on the line from Finchley. Ambrosine, where do you stand on this?
Right. Well, I think some of your presenters need to get some idea of what a child is, because I remember speaking to Nick Ferrari when three children were kidnapped in Israel by Hamas and arguing with him the age of a child. He said anyone under the age of 16 and 15 were not children. So I think this is what we've got to get facts first. Many people saw the press coverage of the first arrivals of Jordan. They were horrified to see that they were grown men with beards and crow's feet. Not one looked younger than 20 years old. Some looked above 35 years old. And when that public anger broke out, George Gabriel of Citizens UK, he was one of the first people who put out a statement to say that they believe that the adults we saw on the TV were interpreters, and then they started covering them up and we couldn't see who they were. Now, I'm going to say 2 points here. Children, i.e. children without parents, young children, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, going up to, I don't know, 13, 14, 15, and I believe 16 and 17.
Yep.
I still believe you're a child then. I have absolutely no problem them coming into the country. I have no problem them being homed and fostered. That, to me, is a necessity. We've got Israel taking in children from Syria, you know, their enemy country, and they're being placed with Arab families. What I have a problem with is the hypocrisy, the lies that are being told. Now, first of all, kinder transport, used literally once every 5 minutes in an argument regarding these refugees. Kinder transport children were entirely different than the refugees, and you can't equate them. These were coming from Nazi Germany. Yeah,
they're in the war, but there was a lot of refugees that were settled after the war had finished, displaced
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely, and I think your last call actually made a slight mistake on his ears. But I want to go back to Citizens UK. Now, I don't know if you've seen this. It's all over Twitter. Citizens UK held a petition. That petition was then the actual signatories were taken to Downing Street by Lord Dubs, and they were presented to Theresa May. Now, Citizens UK petition has been exposed today as being slightly fraudulent. What someone did was, they went to different IP addresses from different locations and they got to sign that petition.
The thing about Ambrosine, I don't know enough about this, Ambrosine, to sort of give this a fair shot. And okay. I don't want to stop what you're saying, but I just simply don't know enough about it. Is your point this though?
Yeah.
If we can guarantee that these kids, even if they are already in Europe, are underneath the age of 16, do you think it's right for us to take up to 3,000 of them?
Absolutely. What are 3,000 children in respect of anything? 3,000 children. And as I said before, you had Israel taking in Syrian children who literally, you know, Syria and Israel, they are arch enemies because we're taking them in because they're children. And they're going into Arab families. But can I just make one quick point?
Go on.
The British public do not like to be lied to. And when they're lied to by these small NGOs...
I understand your point. There's a cynicism. And I do see this, Ambrosine. There's a cynicism about it. I don't know enough about it. I don't want people to take a view. I'm not saying Ambrosine's wrong. She may well be right, but I simply don't know. But there is a cynicism that some of the people that came through, and it was 2/3, I think, of those who were checked to see if they were of the right age, were seen to be too old. But there's a vast amount of people who were never checked because they were so self-evidently. I think we have to accept that our young kids out in Europe who've come over from Syria, we have a reputation for helping people. Although it's expensive, although we're not spending all our money wisely ourselves, we have a duty, don't we, to help those kids.